Well, I'm not going to poo-poo it. I got my family's all, you know, heavily in the boats and all that, and I see the allure, but you're right, it's expensive. It's an expensive hobby, and, you know, you got to really dedicate a lot of time to it. If you're towing to a lake, you got to, you know, get home from work and have everything ready to go and then run out, launch the boat, you know, for a couple hours and get it in, you know, or just do it on the weekends or something if the weather permits. And, you know, and then if you're keeping it on the water, you know, it's a little better. But you still gotta, it's usually not near your house. If you live on the water and you got a boat, well, then of course you gotta have a boat, right? If you live on a canal. But then you just come home, you jump in your boat anytime you want. There I could really, really, you know, then you gotta have one. But no, I never, I had one, and I had a bad experience with it. And I never got another. I enjoyed it, I really did. But I was more into bikes. And, you know, that was what I did on hot summer days. I was out biking. So, you know, I suppose how you spend your, some people camp, some people boat. I'd probably lean more toward the camp people, which I think that's going to be a common consensus among this crew anyhow.
Yep, but then there's the whole split in camping, right, is people that are trying to see things, and maybe some people that are trying to rough it a little bit, and then there's the people that are out there glamping and bringing more crap than they have at their house to a campsite and putting it up, and man, there's... People can spend a lot of money on camping if they are gluttonous, materialistic consumers, that's for sure.